Dave, you better watch what you say.
Right? How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing? You holding up all right? Or are you already all caught up on sleep?
I am definitely tired today. We'll put it this way. I don't think I was as effective today as I was earlier in the week.
Okay. You going back out tonight?
No. I think we're pretty good for this week. Justin was just there by himself last night, and Brad and myself were on call. And, I got everything done this week. Next week, we'll probably need a couple nights. But it's coming along for sure. It's kind of nice because I was able to touch bases with our new maintenance guy up there, Mike Martinez. So it was good to chit-chat with him, get on the same page with projects and maintenance stuff going on up there. So he definitely wants to be very engaged in these projects.
Okay.
So I told him, I was like, well, the way I manage projects is I overly involve maintenance, so you might get sick of how much information I give you.
Good, but, yeah, tell him to go scope some pipes for us.
I think he would if he had the staff. Yeah, I actually led a tunnel tour up there on Wednesday, and we had like 24 people with a combination of interns from CDOT headquarters and then some of our engineers from Program West. And I guess Shoshana Liu and John Lormay and Steve Harrelson made an impromptu stop up there about 30 minutes before we were going to start the tour. So our tour interns got to meet them.
Mm.
But I guess her reasoning for going up there was to talk about staffing at the tunnel and what they could do to help.
All right.
That was good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go on mute here and we'll see who else pops in.
Yeah, me too. Can you guys see my share screen all right?
Yep.
Yep, looks good.
Awesome.
Anthony or David, do you guys want to just go ahead with the presentation and just record it, and that way people can access it on the website later?
Yeah, that was kind of my thoughts. Anybody see any objections to that? Or do you want to hold on for a couple minutes?
It's already almost 10 after, man. I think you just roll through it and we'll post it.
That works for me. Well, I'll go ahead and go through this presentation quick, and that way we can post the recording for everybody to look at. All right, for everybody watching this recording, this is the industry outreach meeting for CDOT Project 24210, which is the EJMT drainage pumping and heat trace project. So this is a project overview. We had an original industry outreach meeting a little while back. So this is an update to the original meeting. To give an overview on why we're doing this update, we had Senate Bill 260 come out, and part of Senate Bill 260 is we had a $50 million grant that is going towards Eisenhower Johnson Memorial Tunnels. Part of that grant is going towards this project. So due to that increase in our project budget, we've had an increase in the scope. So this is to purpose of this meeting is to give an update to contractors, designers, or any teams out there that are interested in submitting a letter of interest towards this project. Just to give a quick introduction to the project team. So I'm Dave Tedrow. I'm the CDOT project manager. Neil Retzer is the CDOT resident engineer. And then we have Atkins on board assisting CDOT with the design build documents. Agenda for this meeting is we wanted to provide an updated scope of the potential funding and then the anticipated schedule for next steps for the project. Anybody from the Atkins teams, any opening comments or anything you guys wanted to say?
No, sir.
All righty. So one of the updated scopes is we are originally planned to install new fire department hose connections. That scope has increased, and we just wanted to provide some more direction to what we're looking at for that. So originally we were looking at just putting new fire hydrant hose connections in the north tunnel. The update to our scope is we were looking at installing fire hydrant hose connections in both the tunnel bores, that being the Eisenhower Tunnel on the north and the Johnson Tunnel to the south. Ideally, we're looking at both those fire lines to connect to our fixed fire suppression system, which currently runs in the plenum of the tunnel. The plenum of the tunnel is the top portion of the tunnel that you'll see right here highlighted. Fixed fire suppression system is essentially bolted to the wall. It is a recirculated water system that is heated to about 140 degrees to prevent freezing, and that provides water to the roadway in the event of a fire, similar to an industrial fire sprinkler that you'll see indoor to a building, but much higher volume of water that's put on the roadway. And then additionally to that, we are installing heat tape. The heat tape that we're installing is to mitigate freeze thaw in the water seep lines in the tunnel, which you'll see here located at the bottom. So we have a existing water main that is under the tunnel right now. That existing water main we're looking at abandoning. And we'll go over some, we'll go over that in a little more detail later on. Additionally, we have some existing seep mains located beneath the roadway. With those seep mains, we are looking at installing heat tape that will heat those lines to prevent freeze thaw. There's one line in each lane of the tunnel, and those lines are 8-inch in diameter in one tunnel, and then they're larger in the other tunnel. There's also sewer manholes that connect to those seep lines for access periodically throughout the tunnel. about 200 to 400 feet apart. And that's where we currently have some junction boxes that have power running in there to provide power source to those lines for any existing heat tape that's in there now. Next picture here. So with these fire connections, this picture here is showing what that fixed fire suppression system looks like. As you see, it's an insulated line too, so that we don't have any workers up there that might burn themselves, and then also just to insulate the heat in the lines. What we anticipate those connections looking like potentially would be connecting to the fixed fire suppression line, and then they'll protrude through the concrete ceiling slab, which you see here. This is a slab that would need to be core drilled through, and then it would protrude through the ceiling as you see here. This would require us to saw cut these concrete tunnel tile panels. And then we would have to have a outlet for those fire hydrants located in the wall. These wall panels are removable. They're concrete that's about 4 inches thick, and then they have these porcelain tiles on the outside of the wall panels themselves. Yeah, anybody from the Atkins team, if you guys have anything else, or PK, you want to chime in, just feel free to cut in at any time.
No, I think that's good, Dave, other than just that whatever they cover that panel with when they saw cut there, the one on the right with the red, you know, it's going to have to meet the aesthetic requirements that come out of the CADEX, which are still not completely determined.
Correct. Good point. So the next portion of additional scope that we added to this project is the Eisenhower Johnson Memorial Tunnel has ventilation fans that are located within the buildings outside the tunnel portals. These ventilation fans provide supply air to the tunnel or exhaust air out of the tunnel. So all these fans are original to the tunnel and have not had any maintenance to them. So as part of this project, we've included removing these motors, which you'll see an example of one posted here, and rewinding the coils in the motors. The scope of that, the fans are fully accessible. It probably require some sort of crane or system to remove those motors. And then we actually have a hoist and a crane located on our fan floor that could take it down to a roadway garage. And it can be hauled offsite and be rewound somewhere, or onsite if that is capable. And right now there's about 8 fan motors in each tunnel portal we're looking at, with a total of 16 overall. Another portion of the scope that we added to the project. So the Eisenhower Johns Memorial Tunnels currently have 2 emergency backup generators that are in the tunnels. There's one emergency backup generator located on the west side of the tunnel and one emergency backup generator located on the east side of the tunnel. The current emergency backup generators that are in the tunnel are powered by natural gas. And what we're looking at as part of this project is to replace those existing generators with an upgraded generator that is capable of providing up to 2 megawatts of power and 25 kilovolts. And that would basically tie into the main of the tunnel and be able to provide full power to the tunnel in the event of a power outage or loss of multiple power sources of the tunnel. Right now we're kind of open to options, researching options in the generator, whether it's going to be 2 generators, one on the east and one on the west, or one generator that might be located on the west side of the tunnel. With these generators, you know, ideally we're looking at a diesel generator, but we do currently have the natural gas option available. The only issue with the natural gas option is the natural gas that is currently providing power to those generators runs over the mountain that is Eisenhower Johnson Memorial Tunnel goes over and is maintained by XL Energy. And currently, XL Energy is having some issues with maintaining those natural gas lines. And there is the potential that they may abandon them in the future, or at least one of them in the future. Well, what the picture you'll see here on the right is an example of the emergency backup generators for the Central 70 Tunnel, located in Denver, Colorado. This is, one of the ideas that we're looking at right now for this would be a fully enclosed building that houses the generator internal with a belly diesel tank beneath the generator. Some considerations and constraints with a generator being housed outside the tunnel would be finding a location for that generator to sit. So as we go through our CADEX for this project, we would be limited by some aesthetic concerns and location concerns of this generator that would just have to meet any aesthetic constraints proposed by the CDOT environmental unit. Anything else you guys want to add on the emergency backup generator?
No, sir.
No, me neither, David. Thank you.
All right, you bet.
Dave, the only thing is the generator would need to meet Buy America requirements, correct?
Correct. CDOT has recently had a change to our specifications where we actually require all state projects to abide by Buy America requirements. So that is a good piece of information to bring up and a good piece of information to be aware of as any interested teams are looking at options for this project. With this emergency backup generator, if it's external to the tunnel too, it would require, the ability to tie into the existing power systems at EJMT. So that would most likely require some alterations or additions to the current switchgear that is located within the tunnel, which as the project progresses, we can give more information to design and contractor teams. Additional scope of work that's been added to this project is the EJMT has a water treatment plant on site to the tunnel that treats either wastewater coming from the facility, but most importantly, it treats the water that actually feeds the facility. So all this water is running from the west side of the tunnel where it's treated on the west side of the tunnel and then feeds any water sources there, which would be drinking water for staff, restrooms for staff, so on and so forth. Additionally, this water runs to the east side of the tunnel where there is another water treatment facility that filters the water, stores the water, and that water also provides drinking water for the staff at the tunnel and water for toilets, so on and so forth. The scope that we're looking at adding this project would basically be updating the new membrane filters within that water treatment plant. And then additionally, we're looking at installing a new domestic water line that would be located in the plenum of the tunnel. And this new water line would basically be taking water from the west side of the tunnel, run it in the plenum of the tunnel, and then direct that water to the east side of the tunnel. So that would be an additional water source to feed water to primarily the east side of the tunnel. The reasoning for that is because we're looking at abandoning the water line that's currently in the north tunnel. So this would be a replacement for that water line that we're looking at abandoning. With that water line, since it's going to be located in the tunnel plenum, it's going to be susceptible to any freezing, any thawing, and the temperature conditions that are located in that tunnel plenum. So it would require some insulation, some heat tape, and then just due to the nature of how far it's traveling, which is about 9,000 feet, which is the length of the tunnel bore, there is a potential of a booster pump being required. So just to give everybody a update to the project budget. So originally this project had a budget from about $3 to $7 million. The budget has grown quite substantially from about $15 to $20 million. So this is money that is currently budgeted this money is 100% guaranteed for this project, and we are looking at spending this money for this project. As I said earlier, this money is part of our Senate Bill 21-260 grant, which basically gave EJMT $50 million for numerous projects at the tunnel. And all of this $50 million is part of our $150 million program that we have planned at EJMT. So pretty exciting that we got this funding. If you're a contractor or designer looking to get some experience at the tunnel, this project is a great opportunity to start getting some experience, because this is going to be the first of many projects to come at the tunnel. And some of those projects at EJMT are not just going to be your typical design, bid, build. We are looking at using some innovative contracting methods for those other projects, whether it's CMGC, other design builds, or some other innovative contracts that might be available out there. So we strongly encourage you to submit an LOI on this project, be interested in this project, because it is a great project to get your foot in the door at the tunnel, get some experience up there, and it is a great place to work. As far as the anticipated schedule, requests for letters of interest were sent out originally on May 3rd. We've had some addendas since then, primarily because of the budgeting that's been going towards the project. There's been a lot of that. So we have extended that letter of interest opening for quite a while, as CDOT was just waiting for funding to be allocated towards this project. Letters of interest are currently due on August 2nd, which would be next week. Once we receive letters of interest, we're going to go out to request for qualifications. That is going to be released on August 5th, which is next week. We're planning on having those due September 16th of this year. After that, we're going to announce our short list October 14th. Shortly after that, we're going to release our draft RFP on October 21st. And then the final RFP will be released December 16th. And we're looking at proposals being due February 24th of 2022. And then we're looking at an anticipated notice of award of March of 2022 and design and construction beginning that summer of 2022 and hopefully having the project complete around 2023. With that being said, that concludes our update presentation for the EJMT Drainage, Plumbing, and Heat Trace project. If you have any questions to this project, you're able to direct them to the project team at any time. You can direct any questions towards David Tedrow, whose email is going to be david.tedrow@state.co.us. Tedrow spelled T-E-D-R-O-W. Or you can direct them to Roberta Lopez, whose information is located on the LOIs. Atkins team, you guys have anything else you'd like to add before we conclude this?
No, you did a great job, Dave. RFQ is coming along and ready to go out. So I feel like we're on schedule for all that you presented.
Great. Well, I will review that this week or early next week so I can get you guys comments on that as well. For everybody watching this presentation, we thank you for your interest in this project. We look forward to having a great future project at EJMT, and please let us know if you have any questions, comments, or anything that you see come up. Thank you again for your participation in watching this, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Anthony and everybody, thanks for putting this together, and I will talk to you guys later unless you have anything else.
Nope. Have a good night, Dave.
Awesome. Thanks. You guys have a good one as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.